Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, formula fix. President Biden invoking the Defense Production Act to tackle the shortage of baby formula from coast to coast.
We had tried everything for her.
We've got a full report, including the additional action being taken by Congress that all parents need to see. Then, troubling signs. Stocks tumble as major retailers raise new warning flags about soaring inflation and the impact on their bottom lines.
Their cost to do business was just much higher than they had originally anticipated.
So where does that leave you? An in-depth report and what some families are doing to beat the squeeze. Plus, family matters. Amber Heard's sister takes the stand. Her message to Johnny Depp during another contentious day in court just ahead. Today, Thursday, May 19th, 2022. Welcome back to Today. Thanks for starting your day with us. Why don't we get to our news at 8 o'clock? The nationwide shortage of baby formula is now so severe that President Biden is using his emergency wartime powers to get back on the shelves. NBC's chief White House correspondent and Weekend Today co-anchor Kristen Welker tells us what is being done to ease the pressure on parents. Hey, Kristen, good morning.
Hey, Hoda, good morning to you. The president has been under growing pressure to address the baby formula shortage. And on Tuesday, he took his strongest action yet, invoking the Defense Production Act, requiring suppliers of key formula ingredients to prioritize delivery to formula manufacturers. Now, the drastic measures are usually reserved for wartime and come after the crisis has been going on for months, leading to anger from voters and desperation from parents. Even some Democrats say the administration should have acted sooner. The president explaining the new actions in a video overnight.
And I've directed my team to do everything possible to ensure there's enough safe baby formula and that it's quickly reaching families that need it the most.
The president is also launching what the administration is calling Operation Fly Formula, ordering the military to direct planes to transport formula to the U.S. from other countries. Administration officials say the order for private industry to ramp up production has gone out effective immediately, and those flights could take off within days. We'll be watching it closely, Hoda.
I know you will. Kristen Welker for us there at the White House. Kristen, thank you.
And all eyes are going to be on Wall Street today, too, after the Dow's biggest one-day plunge since the start of the pandemic. The Dow dropped nearly 1,200 points yesterday. Walmart and Target posted weak earnings, triggering fears of a recession. As inflation has consumers pulling back, Target said spending was down on things like bicycles and TVs, things that saw strong demand early in the pandemic. And Americans are not getting any break at the gas pump either. The national average now more than $4.50 a gallon.
Now this morning, the 18-year-old accused of gunning down 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo is set to appear in court. Investigators now believe the suspect, Peyton Gendron, had been planning that hate-fueled rampage for months. They're zeroing in on a racist rant that the chat forum Discord says he made public 30 minutes before the shooting spree. Well, now the New York Attorney General will investigate those social media sites authorities say the suspect frequented.
At the Johnny Depp defamation trial, Amber Heard's sister testified yesterday that Depp once hit both of them during an argument. Depp is suing Heard, his ex-wife, for $50 million. Heard's sister told the court that one dispute in the couple's Los Angeles home ended with Depp running up the stairs toward both of them.
And I'm facing Amber. He comes up behind me, strikes me in the back, kind of just somewhere over here. He strikes me in the back. I hear Amber shout, "Don't hit my sister." She smacks him, lands one.
She said Depp then grabbed Heard by the hair and hit her repeatedly in the face. Depp has denied any physical abuse. We have much more coming up right after this.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Today. Well, it's getting close. Just a little bit of drizzle, but this crowd is happy. They're smiling.
Hi, guys.
Carson's here.
First, let's get a check of the weather from Al.
All right, guys. Yeah, just about done. Let's show you, though. First of all, let's take a look at what's going on as far as the country is concerned. You'll see right now we are looking at wet weather here in the Northeast. Morning rain, record highs throughout the southern tier of states, cold weather out to the Pacific Northwest, severe storms firing up in the northern plains. And as far as our weather here in New York, we're going to take a latest look at the radar. It is just about done. And as we put the crowd in, you'll see it doesn't matter whether it's rain or shine. Everybody's having a great time out here. And my man, Jimmy Corrigan, my camera guy here, his eagle eye, notice there are even folks up on the balcony. I mean, this is, people are on the roof. Let's raise the roof. There you go. And look, Meredith Vieira got all dolled up. Wow, you look fantastic. Wow, I've never seen you look better.
Doing this.
Well, I'm sorry. There's a drowned rat that called and said he doesn't like your look. And you look fantastic. Oh, boy, the time away has just done wonders.
All right, guys, here we go. For the thousands of people here on the plaza and the many more watching at home. It is time.
Yeah, to kick things off, let's take a look back at how Harry became one of the biggest names in music. Look.
Harry Styles is one of the biggest superstars on the planet. The 28-year-old pop icon's music has been streamed more than 17 billion times to date, capturing the hearts of millions around the world with his talent, his charm, and his signature style. The British-born rocker skyrocketed to fame a decade ago as a member of One Direction. And after going solo, his 2017 self-titled debut album soared to number one. He shattered more records with his follow-up, Fine Line, topping the Billboard charts yet again and winning a Grammy for Watermelon Sugar. Styles is an on-screen sensation, too, hosting SNL, acting in the Academy-nominated film Dunkirk, and even starring in the upcoming thriller Don't Worry, Darling. Now he's gearing up to release his highly anticipated new album, Harry's House. But first, Harry's ready to bring down the house right here on Today.
I have an idea. I've got an idea. Let's do it right now.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been waiting all morning for this one. Harry Styles, come on out. Come sit, relax, Harry. So, you know they've been camping out here for a couple of days.
I believe so. Yeah, thank you so much for being
here.
Yeah. So much in the rain. Never saying hello.
They're all the way there. They're all the way back. I mean, what's it feel like to know that at, 5:30 in the morning or the night before, a crowd turns out like this?
I feel very lucky that throughout my career so far, I just keep being surprised by the dedication and support that I've had from these amazing people. So thank you so much for continuing to surprise me, and I love you very much. Thank you.
Harry, these screams are the soundtrack of your life. Can you believe this way this has all turned out. I mean, we were just showing that earlier clip of you back in 2010 with Simon Cowell and introducing yourself. I'm Harry Styles. I'm 16 years old to this.
Yeah, I think, I think from that point onwards, I think anything I've kind of had in mind for my life is, it's kind of done its own thing. And I'm just trying to embrace it all the time. And I feel incredibly lucky. Everything feels like a bonus for me at this point. So.
Harry, everybody's excited about the album coming out, Harry's House. It's been a journey to put out this record. This record started off for you to be a very literal thing. It was literally a stripped down, intimate album that you wanted to make in your house, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has taken quite a few turns. Tell us a little bit about the making of this record and what it means to you and for people to hear it tonight.
Yeah, I think for me, it's definitely the most personal record I think I've made. It's definitely the most intimately made thing I've done so far. Obviously, the pandemic and everything kind of added to the way it was made. It was made by a few people in a small room. And whether we kind of moved around the world a couple of times, it was very much that kind of core group of people that I work with. And I think it's the most free I've ever felt making music. It's the most proud of anything I've made, I've been. So, I'm really happy. It comes out at midnight, so I hope you enjoy it.
We love watching you sing with Lizzo, with Shania Twain. I loved how you said to Shania Twain that you remember sitting with your mom singing Shania Twain in the car, that was kind of how you learned to sing. What did it mean to you to be on stage with her on that day?
I think it's just another moment where I get to, I think like everything else in those moments about kind of, you know, numbers and all the kind of things that come with being in the music industry, I think all of that stuff goes away in moments like that, and it's just a kind of moment of, it's like a singular moment where I get to enjoy something. And I'd love to say it was like for the crowd, but it's for me.
And by the way, a young lady in the front row asked a question. She wanted to know about your Lions ring.
Oh yeah.
Apparently you lost it at Coachella.
Yeah, so it slipped off at Coachella.
And how did we get it back?
And I think some of the fans kind of like got in touch with whoever had found it in the field, and we managed to get it. I got it back yesterday.
It was returned to you. That's it.
I got it back yesterday. So.
I told you we'd take a fan question. Congratulations.
You know what, Harry? I think about you coming here with One Direction back in the day. So in a way, we feel you kind of grew up with us here at the Today Show. Then you came back again and again and have given us incredible performances. And one of my favorite things about you, besides that you're such a nice guy, is that when you came out and did your solo record, Sign of the Times, it was such an homage to the music that you, to people that came before you, David Bowie and Queen. It's like you didn't put out this kind of poppy record that might have been expected. And all your music kind of has that feel. It feels like you're always paying tribute to those who came before.
I think, I think a lot of the music that I grew up on obviously kind of frames your musical palette and your kind of references. I think I like a lot of different types of music, and I think I'd say this new album is kind of most diverse in terms of the different kinds of influences that I've had and people I've been influenced by in my life. And I feel like it's kind of a collection of all of my favorite things and very much like the album I've always wanted to make. So I'm really happy that it's coming out.
Including the name of the album itself,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Inspired by?
Harumi Hosono, actually.
Wow.
You know, the music's been so close to your chest, it's been hard to get tracks off the new record for all of your fans scouring online. Coachella helped us hear some of the stuff that you did headlining Coachella. And one of those moments at Coachella that really struck me was when you did Boyfriends, which is a track on the record. Standout track on that record.
Thank you so much.
You're so vulnerable vocally, and I saw your band downstairs, and I was like, way to work the harmonies on Boyfriends. We're going to hear it here in a minute, but for people, tell me a little bit about that song specifically.
So Boyfriends I wrote kind of towards the end of the recording of the last album. And there was something about it that, it was kind of one of those, we could have rushed it to get it ready. And it just felt like there was something special about it. And I wanted to kind of take my time with it. And I knew that it would find its way onto the album it was meant to be on. And yeah, I love the song, and thank you so
much. Guys, he did this on Coachella, and it was, you could have heard a pin drop. I mean,
we're doing it today.
It's so quiet.
Really cool. Yeah. I love your fashion. I'm sorry. I'm looking at your outfit. It is a 10 plus. Okay, so tell me about this morning. You were thinking, what am I going to wear on the Today Show? Tell me about what made you choose this.
Well, it's early, so I wanted to be comfortable. I thought, okay, I thought sleeping bag, baby grow. I'm going for comfort.
Yeah.
And I thought I could soak up some of the rain with this. So
and you rock the red carpets, though. When you step out, you step out.
Thank you. I don't step out often.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your acting career.
Yes.
We saw you in Dunkirk. You've got a couple movies coming up.
Yes. Yeah, a couple movies coming out end of this year.
Yeah, the preview looked incredible. We did one on Popstart. Yeah. What is it called? It's like something Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling. Pretty cool, like a thriller Stepford Wife kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's it was a real pleasure to be involved in a project like that, and I think the movie's really exciting, and I hope people like it. I think it's going to be really cool.
This young lady, her question was, she wants to know how your music influenced your acting. Has it influenced it?
Yeah, I think sometimes if I'm going to act, I think I'm going to stop writing for a while, and I think I tend to end up writing more. I think any time, you know, even if you're pretending, if you get a chance to look at something from someone else's perspective, then it's going to influence, you know, the way that you write and the want to be creative. I think if you feel like you're being creative in one way, it's going to influence the other. So, yeah, I feel really lucky to get to do two things that I really enjoy doing. So, yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you
so much.
We love
you here. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Thanks.
All right.
Next up, the third hour of Today.